from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The United States confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy sailors Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said there was no indication the 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. In a speech earlier today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry thanked the Iranian government for treating the soldiers well.
I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control. And I'm appreciative for the quick and appropriate response of the Iranian authorities.
The sailors were on two small boats in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them on Tuesday. U.S. officials said they were picked up near Farsi Island, and the Pentagon said Wednesday that they left the island in the same two boats before being taken ashore by Navy aircraft. Meanwhile, the Navy says it's investigating the incident. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in a village near the border with Nigeria. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. A confidential UN memo to the Security Council warns that a proposed peacekeeping force for Burundi would be unable to quell large-scale violence in the African country. The memo was sent by UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ledsous, and he advised council members last week to travel to Bujumbura for urgent talks on the crisis over President Pierre Nkurunziza's election to a third term. You're listening to VOA News. Pakistani police and hospital officials said a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23 others. The attack occurred in the city of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province, and authorities say most of the casualties were security personnel. A spokesman for the outlawed Tehrik-e-Taliban has claimed responsibility in a statement to reporters. Officials in eastern Afghanistan said a gun and bomb attack Wednesday in Jalalabad killed 7 security personnel and wounded 10 people, including 3 civilians. Afghan police and witnesses said the attack began with several massive explosions near the Pakistani consulate. The Pakistani diplomatic sources told VOA that the attackers did not enter the consulate and that the staff was safe. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab says the fusion of different technological advances, which are changing the world as never before, will be a major focus at the forum's annual meeting next week in the Swiss Alpine village of Davos. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
As part of the formal agenda, more than 300 sessions will deal with critical issues involving global security, the refugee and migration crisis, geopolitical tensions, climate change, sustainable development, and the global economy. Taking center stage will be an in-depth discussion about what Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, calls the fourth industrial revolution. Schwab says the revolution is being driven by advances in artificial intelligence, robotics, autonomous vehicles, 3D printing, nanotechnology, and other areas of science. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Turkish official said Wednesday authorities had arrested one person in connection with the suicide bombing Tuesday in Istanbul that killed 10 people. The country's interior minister said the detention happened late on Tuesday, but did not give any further details on the suspect's identity or possible role in the attack. The minister also said the bomber was not on a list of people wanted by Turkey. Turkish authorities arrested a number of suspected Islamic State militants during raids on Wednesday that included 3 Russian nationals. Swedish prosecutors have asked Ecuador's permission to interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London over allegations of rape. The Swedish Protection Authority announced the move Wednesday, saying it was not possible to estimate when an answer might be given. Assange has been living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since June 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.